Hallelujah. We are priests and princes. Princes with God. Hallelujah. The son of a king. All the servants of his father are his servants. All the angels of God are our servants. Some people worship angels instead of commanding angels, giving them assignments. When you speak, it is the duty of the angel to bring it to come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, I am a man of authority. And do you know you have authority? He said, I give thee what? Power to tread upon what? These signs shall follow them that in my name they will do what? How many of you are applying these scriptures? If you know it, is that scripture for pastor? Is that scripture for prophet? Why do you have problem? You are running to look for a man. There is one mediator between God and man. Who is that man? The man Jesus. The Bible says so. He said, at the mention of his name, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He even assured you, we are two or three are gathered in my name. Why did he say two or three? Husband and wife. Who is the third person? You're picking. In your house there, if you are there, if you allow Jesus there, call upon him, he's there. Oh, glory be to God. If you don't have this knowledge, you will never see the efficacy of prayer. That gift is so important to church. Hallelujah. That you must, and the devil knows how important it is, so he messes it up. That's why every program I go, there must be, I call it revival. There must be a session for revival and restoration. Even this night, somebody will receive restoration. Now my emphasis is this. That centurion, listen, that centurion, I'm talking to believer, Christian, learn something here that God has showed me personally. That centurion was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. Jesus Christ said, the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of the kingdom. Unbelievers are wiser. Witches are wiser. With spiritual things, they know it more than we. The Christians. They know what to do in the spirit to achieve what they want to achieve. But Christians that have all the authority on earth and in heaven given to us, we know nothing. And these chube spirits will be manipulating our business, manipulating our love, manipulating our marriage. You say, oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm teaching you knowledge now. You don't want knowledge. He said, because you reject knowledge, that same verse, he said, I will also reject you, and I will not be a father to you. And if God says he's no more a father to you, always remember in John 15, he said, for without me, you can do nothing. That means he leaves you in the wilderness, and you'll be groping here. You know, do with Satan. If you go meet Satan, Satan will reject you. Abe, they go your way. You know, they're this side. Have you not gone? Is there anybody here? You have gone to Babalawo. Babalawo told you, say, your own no be this way. While you are even an unbeliever, he will tell you, your own no be this way. Go church own. Anybody don't go Babalawo here before? You are honest. The rest are not honest. The all of them are born on for altar inside church. You don't go Babalawo before. They will tell you, look. You go with some people to Babalawo, even when you were an unbeliever. The thing what they give them go walk. Your own no go walk. Predestination. We belong somewhere. Even from your mother's womb, you belong somewhere. We are not ordinary people, church. Hallelujah. When you find your root now, be rooted there very well. The centurion say, just speak. Just speak. Where did he learn it from? He said, He learned it from his own experience. Because he understands authority. It's only Christians that don't understand authority. They that know their God. Oh, glory be to God. Do you know your God? If you know your God, then you will have known if God be for us. Who will be against us? Then why are you running away from witches and wizards? Amen. He said, I am a man of authority. He broke it down for Jesus. Jesus, in case you don't understand, you don't even know what thing you get. Me, I get, I know. You have a power that can do all things. I know. How did he know? This Jesus will go to a dead person. Hey, stand up. He goes, stand up. You know the shout itself. Hey, he go here again. He go here. Just speak. He know the pack sand for them. He know they sell holy water. He know they sell anointed water. He know they give their handkerchief. They know they pack sand to do anything. They know they hold candle. They know they hold any cloth. Just rise and walk. And it will happen. He understood. Because he too, without giving any water, without giving any candle, without giving any oil, he will tell, hey, go. And they will tell, sir. And the Bible tells us, are they not ministering spirits? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Sent to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear God. Hallelujah. We are priests and princes. Princes with God. Hallelujah. The son of a king. All the servants of his father are his servants. All the angels of God are our servants. Some people worship angels instead of commanding angels, giving them assignments. When you speak, it is the duty of the angel to bring it to come to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I am a man of authority. And do you know you have authority? He said, I give thee what? Power. To tread upon what? These signs shall follow them that in my name they will do what? How many of you are applying these scriptures? If you know it, is that scripture for pastor? Is that scripture for prophet? Why do you have problem? You are running to look for a man. God has already given us a man. I don't know if somebody is understanding me. Eh? Olumide? God has already given us a man. Oh, glory be to God. I said, God has already given us a man. Eh? You don't need another man. Don't you ever allow anybody substitute the man God gave us for another man. Eh? There is one mediator between God and man. Who is that man? The man, Jesus. The Bible says so. Amen. He said, at the mention of his name, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He even assure you, we are two or three are gathered in my name. Why did he say two or three? Husband and wife. Who is the third person? You're picking. In your house there, if you are there, if you allow Jesus there, call upon him, he's there. Oh, glory be to God. If you don't have this knowledge, you will never see the efficacy of prayer. Amen. I want somebody to know that. Amen. God does not hear me because I am pastor. The same reason he hears me is the same reason he will hear you. Don't look up to me, oh, hey. Come and see people. Prophet Sunday night had a pity pass. Oh. Oh. Go stay from 6 a.m. to 6 in the night. From 6 a.m.
They come here so that they'll be number one. A brother told me that he went to one of these fake pastors. He said, bring $200 and I will enter spirit now for you. Yes, why wouldn't they collect your money? Why wouldn't they collect your money? Instead of going to a prophet of God, you were going to a babalawo. Amen. Instead of going to a prophet of God, you are going to babalawo. And the prophet that God gave us in this New Testament dispensation. Wait. Somebody is thinking I'm going to mention William Branham. No, sir. Somebody is thinking I'm going to mention William Branham. No. Listen very well. Listen to what I'm saying. Hallelujah. There are two dispensations. The New Testament and the law. Correct? In the law, God gave them a prophet. Who was that prophet? Say it. Who is that prophet? Moses. Hallelujah. Up till the time John the Baptist came. Blessed be the name of the Lord. John the Baptist came to return them to Moses. What Moses spoke concerning him, concerning Jesus, was being fulfilled. For in Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses prophesied to them, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. Hallelujah. Peter repeated it. Hallelujah. That is that one that Moses, and they were looking forward to that prophet. John, tell us who you are. Are you that prophet? He was referring to that prophet they were expecting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the new dispensation called the New Testament, God gave us a prophet. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That prophet is Prophet Jesus. He is Prophet Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But Moses had a Joshua. Moses had a Caleb. Jesus has his star messengers that walk with him. But he is the prophet, otherwise known as the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, if you will not listen to him, he will destroy you. Had they refused to listen to them, to him, and he destroyed them, scattered them in AD 70. And that Jesus is not dead. That Jesus is not dead. Prophet Jesus is still alive and he's still prophesying. He is still talking now. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let anybody give you another Jesus. Look for the original Jesus. And the original Jesus, you will not see him in a church. Listen, you don't see him in a church. You see him in his word. Why do you call somebody a prophet? It is not a title. It is prophecies that confirm he's a prophet. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. What do you believe? Believe in what he is saying. Believe in what he is saying. Hallelujah. Listen, church. I'm saying this for somebody to know. Anytime you stand up and call that name Jesus, the whole heaven and on earth, you are calling the attention of heaven and the earth. Oh, people don't have this revelation, you see. They don't even know the impact of what I'm saying. Anytime you say, Lord Jesus, the whole heaven, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15, tells us that name is the family name. In heaven and on earth. That is the name of our Father. Hallelujah. Listen, church. I want somebody there is this attempt by pastors to point people to themselves. They want to lift up men, sinners saved by grace, and deify them. But God is raising some of us, hallelujah, to re-echo what the voice is saying again in this age. And it's the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ saying again, come back to the Bible. Come back to the Word. Come back to the cross. Come back to Christ. So I will cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh yes, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange of things for us. Because he endured, he obeyed and endured to the death on the cross. He endured it. Therefore, oh glory be to God, he is given a name that is above every other name. At the mention of Jesus, every knee bow. Hey. The devil has tried to stop us from calling that name, to substitute it with the titles of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Son is not the name. Father is not the name. The Holy Ghost is not the name. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, in words, in deeds, do all. In the name of what? Because that is the name of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's not an ordinary name. Know who you are. Know who you are. Know who you are. Don't let the devil cheat you of the benefit of the cross. Don't let the devil cheat you of the benefit of the cross. Believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I will tell you. Say, I go to prepare a place for you. Where did he go? All the way to Calvary he went for me. Jesus went for me. Went for me. All the way to Calvary he went
for me.
Oh,
he died to set me.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
All the way to Calvary
he went for me. Oh, Jesus went for me.
My Savior.
All the way to Calvary.
All the way to Calvary.
A wonderful is love.
Say it again. such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, such love, a sinner, such as a, oh, how wonderful is love. Sit down first, sit down first, sit down first. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why every human being is naturally or generally an idolater, idol worshiper. That is the greatest problem with man. If God can remove idolatry, idol worship from a human being, then he can successfully walk with that human being. Now, this is where the story began. Am I talking to somebody? From the Garden of Eden, man committed sin. And this God that used to come and fellowship with man separated from man. He separated from man. And that void has been there. And from the Garden of Eden until now, man is making every effort to get to that God again. Not reconciliation. Looking for him. Looking for fellowship. Looking to relate with him. Man is not looking for reconciliation. Man is looking for God to serve. Looking for God to meet with God. He knows that there is a supernatural being somewhere, but I cannot contact him. I cannot see him. Therefore, anything they see with a supernatural manifestation, they will hold on to it as a medium to that unseen supernatural God. That is the product of idolatry. Oh, since we cannot see God again, it means we can only see him through some other medium. Some it is cow, some it is wood they will carve. And once they carve that wood, a demon will come there and be doing one kind of something. I saw somewhere in India a cow that they decorated and it was blessing the people. They will come and lie down. The cow will carry leg and place on them and remove. They will take off and go. Another one will come and lie down. He will carry leg and put there. I said, see demon, see demon, see demon. When will a cow begin to bless a human being? Cow, cow, cow. Maluwa with a chopper for here is somebody's God in India. Some snake, maybe they are God. Once there is any supernatural, once there is any, you have not seen idolatrous Catholics that there is an apparition. One light, strike one kind. They say, Holy Mary. And the whole world will travel there. What are they looking for? They are looking to get to that God that separated from man. And God looked at it. The only way I will reveal myself to man will be to come as a man. Since if they see a supernatural manifestation in a man, they will follow. The first thing he did was it has to be by a virgin birth. Because there are too many impersonations of demons, so many gods, so many images, so many things. How will he get their attention? Hallelujah. He raised up. He came as a man. He raised up a man, incarnated in the man. And that man became Emmanuel. They didn't know that it was the creator of the heavens and the earth that came down to make a way for you to come to me again. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think I'm speaking imagination? Somebody open Hebrews chapter 2. From verse 14. I'm not making theory. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. His children, we are flesh and blood, but he's a spirit. He himself, he, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, also himself likewise, took part of the same flesh and blood. Why did he do that? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15. And do what? Deliver all of us who through fear of death, we are all our lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he did not come as an angel. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him. He even came and found a lineage. Abraham. And verse 17. Listen. Wherefore in all things, it behooved him to be made like. He became our brother. Hey, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He didn't only come as a human being. He came as our brother. Why? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And verse 18. Note verse 18. For in that he himself, that is the purpose, had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. Hey,
no, not one.
None else can heal all our souls' diseases.
No,
not
one.
Oh,
no, not Jesus.
Hallelujah. He knows. He will guide till the day is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to us. Oh, yes, that's who you are.
He's the lily of the valley.
In him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me in sorrow is my comfort.
In trouble is my faith.
Hey, he tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah.
He's the healing of the body.
Oh, yes.
The bright morning star.
As who you are.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
I love that man of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me of my sins. Oh, yes.
Holy Ghost to me.
I love the man
of God.
Say it again.
I love that man
of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and blessed the Holy Ghost. I love that man.
One more time.
Of Galilee.
That's why we love him. That's why we love him.
He has done so very much for me.
Oh,
he has forgiven me.
He has forgiven me. Forgiven me.
Holy Ghost to me. I'm a man.
Oh, yes.
Of Galilee.
See that first. I never finish. See that first. I never finish. Hallelujah. Listen, church. You need this revelation. Upon this rock, I build my church. the gates of hell shall not prevail. He stepped down from eternity. That's the mystery. Apostle Paul caught it. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy. He said, great is the mystery of God. He said, God was manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. He told the Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. He said, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus told them in John 14, if you see me, you see the Father. Why do you ask again to want to see the Father? For the Father and I are one. The Father and I are not three. Not Trinity. One. Show us the Father now. Show us the Father. Philip, have I been so long with you? You don't know me. Have I not told you? You see me, you see the Father. Why are you telling me to show you the Father again? Why? Apostle Paul said, the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him bodily. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They keep worshipping other idols. What will God use to show a difference between himself, Emmanuel, and other gods so that he can call the attention of everybody to him? Jesus shouted, I am the way, the truth, and the way. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Okay, okay. Moses, you went to the Pharaoh's palace. You do your miracle. Magicians do their own. Okay, wait now. But there was something. The Moses snake swallowed up the snake of the magicians. Jannes and Jambres. Amen. What will he do that will show a difference between other gods and the true God? He said, there is no other sign that will be given to you than the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the well, 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be under the earth for 3 days and three nights. Oh yeah, all of you gods, all of you, Guru Maharaj, Holumba Olumba, Hare Krishna, all of you, Buddha, all of you, you know all of them. Amen. Millions of people are worshiping you. Worshiping. Let's make the difference. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, there was a Mount Carmel showdown. This one now is not only for those prophets of Baal. This one now is for the whole world. Okay. He allowed them to kill him. And they buried him. They thought he's finished. On the third day, he rose again. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Oh yes. And my spirit praises me. Hallelujah. For to God hold him captive. Even in the grave. Oh, Jesus. Every tongue confess
that Jesus Christ.
Ah, yes.
Is.